Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Lamont. How may I help you today?
Hey, Lamont. So I just got a charge for $91.89, and I am not sure, but from what I called from my bank, it said that I need a cancellation confirmation number because I didn't plan on it. Right, I got that, John. Are you still there, Mama?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you do that for me, please?
Well, ma'am, may I have your zip code so I can pull up that account for you?
33131.
Thank you, ma'am. And the first and last name on the account?
Catherine Lindsay.
Thank you, ma'am. And for security purposes, may you verify your shipping address for me?
My shipping address is 1080 Brickell Avenue, Unit 2006.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you remember on March 10th placing an order for the Keto Ascend and the Keto Ascend Cleanse?
I did. I do remember that.
Yes, ma'am. That product that
And
you had ordered was on a 14-day trial to where you could try it out for 14 days before you were billed for the full price, which were the $92.90 charge and the $91.89 charge. And those two charges pay for the products you had received on March 13th, ma'am.
okay, but those were not. I mean, there was no phone number, and there was nothing on the internet that said that it was a continual price.
Well, ma'am, it was in the terms and conditions right underneath where you put in your first and last name, your billing address, and your contact information. And for this product to be ordered, the terms and conditions do have to be agreed to. And ma'am, these products are all natural and they have been proven to reduce your appetite and increase your metabolism. And I can offer a 35% discount off of the full price of the product, so you would never have to pay the full price of the product ever again.
No, I need to cancel and get the confirmation number.
We just talked to our bank.
John, I got it. So I need to cancel and get the confirmation number because I was not aware. Please.
Well, ma'am, I can also offer a 50% discount off of the product.
Okay, no, thank you. But I appreciate, I understand that you love your job as well, but I really do need to cancel.
Our bank's already called.
John, I was declined. Please decline. I was unaware of such charges. So if I can get a cancellation confirmation number, please.
And the charge is reversed.
And the charge is reversed.
Well, ma'am, I would hate to lose you as a customer, and I can't offer a 75% discount off the product.
I appreciate that again, but no, I really need to. I really, I, John, it's not you, it's me. Stop it.
Jump to the case.
John, stop. I was unaware that this was going to happen, and I cannot afford this. I need you to please reverse the charges and to cancel.
Well, ma'am, I can cancel out the account so there will be no further charges or shipments, but ma'am, as I stated, these two charges do pay for the products you had received on March 13th.
But I was unaware, so I do need that cancellation number, please.
Yes, ma'am, the cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie, B as in
Yes.
Bravo, E as in
Okay.
Echo, 5,
Okay.
C as in Charlie,
Yes.
0, 3,
Yeah.
F as in Frank,
Okay.
D as in Delta,
Okay.
1, 0.
Okay, I'm going to read it back to you, okay? C as in Charlie, B as in boy, E as in echo, 5. C as in Charlie. Is it a 0 or an O after that?
0.
Okay, that's a 0. And
Yes,
then
ma'am.
3F010.
Behind the in front of the one is a D, as in Delta.
Okay, as in Delta. Okay, and then it's a 1 and a 0.
Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
And so that's the constellation number for Select S or
That's for
for
both
like
of them, ma'am.
for both of them.
Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
And okay. Thank you. And can
Now the charge is being reversed.
you reverse the charges?
No, not a question.
John,
Okay.
I would like the charges reversed, please. Because I really had no idea.
You don't have to stay.
I can return. John, stop chastising me.
I'm not chastising
I'm
you.
on the phone. Stop it, please.
Okay.
I have the the things. I can mail them back to you if that's what you need. I don't care. Please, can you? Please, can you reverse these?
Well, ma'am, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to reverse these charges due to the fact that we can't accept returns on our supplemental products due to we can't restock those products. And also, these charges are valid due to the fact that you had agreed to the terms and conditions to being billed the $92.90 and the $91.89 after the 14-day trial. And these two charges
okay,
do pay for the products you
I
received
honestly,
on March 13th.
Okay, I honestly don't remember that in written in the thing, so I feel fraudulent. Is there a way to reverse it?
Well, ma'am, we do have the IP address of where the terms and conditions were agreed to, and they do have to be agreed to for this product to be ordered, but I have canceled out the account so that there will be no further charges or shipments, ma'am.
But I also feel that it was fraudulent because I don't remember ever signing up for, and there was no phone number on the, I saved the address thing, and there was no phone number or anything for me to get a hold of you.
Well, ma'am, the terms and conditions are right underneath where you put in your first and last name, your billing address, and your contact information, ma'am. And our phone number is actually right at the bottom of the page, ma'am.
But, yeah, but I don't remember that. I mean, that's all very fast on the Internet. I'd like it canceled, please.
Well, ma'am, the account is canceled, so there will be no further charges or shipments, but these two charges are valid, ma'am, due to the terms and conditions being agreed to.
But I didn't agree to them because I didn't see it. I mean, just because it's there doesn't mean that I saw it. I mean, I don't know how. It must have been very small. It was not evident to me what was being done.
Well, ma'am, you actually have to check off the box, physically check off the box right underneath where you have put in all your information before you even put in your card information, ma'am. And it does state, it says, I agree to the terms and conditions to be billed to $670 now for shipping and handling. And if I don't cancel within 10 plus 4 days of shipping trial, I will be billed the full amount of $92.90 and $91.89.
Okay, well.
What's your first name?
What was your name, sir?
Lamont, L-A-M-O-N-T.
Okay, let me ask you just a quick question because we've already spoken to our bank who is going to jump in on this. What's the normal process? Does the bank then contact you to reverse the charges? Or what usually happens?
Well, sir, the bank will actually see these charges as valid due to the fact that the terms and conditions were agreed to, but the bank does call us and ask us for the information that we have, such as the account information and the IP address and where the terms and conditions were agreed to. But what I can do as a courtesy, because I understand she may not have seen the terms and conditions, is a 35% refund.
Yeah, well, what we're going to do to tell the bank is that you fraudulently took advantage of the elderly, and we're going to start putting that out there, too. Because this obviously was fraud on your part. So I know you've done all you can, Lamont. I know you're just doing your job. But please understand that we do believe this is fraud. That's what we're going to be telling our bank. We already spoke with them. And,
well, sir, as I stated, due to the fact that we do have the terms and conditions of where the IP address where the terms and conditions were agreed to, your bank may see this charge as valid, and trying to dispute it may not get you anything back, but as a courtesy, due to the fact that she may not have seen the terms and conditions, I can't offer a 50% refund because of the fact, as I stated, she did not see the terms and conditions.
I didn't.
Well, no, actually, I think you offered a 75% refund, didn't you, Lamont?
No, sir. I offered a 50% refund. I offered a 75% discount if she wanted to continue using the product on our recurring billing.
Okay. No, I don't. I really would like it reversed because I did not see it.
Well, ma'am, I can offer you, ma'am, is a 75% refund. That's 75% of both of those charges back to your account, ma'am. It's around $22 for charge for both of these products. Well, $22 a piece for both of these products, but I would return 75% of the money back to your account, ma'am.
So it ends up being $44.
Yes, ma'am.
I really appreciate that, I guess, but is there any way I can get it canceled? I really don't have the money.
Well, ma'am, the account is canceled, but the highest I could do would be the 75% because of the fact that you did agree to the terms and conditions to being billed after the 14-day trial.
But if I didn't know? if I didn't realize.
Well, ma'am, they were still agreed to.
But if I didn't realize, like, I mean, if it was, you know, just slipped in, that's, what do you call that? I mean, that's, you know, that's fraudulent. My son?
Well, ma'am,
anyway,
for this product to be ordered, you have to physically check off the terms and conditions stating that you agree to them. They are agreed to for this product, ma'am, and there would be no way I would be able to return 100% of the money because you have you did agree to the terms and conditions to being billed after the 14-day trial for $92.90 and $91.89. Now, ma'am, with a 75% refund, the charge would only be down to $23.22 and $22.97, and the account's canceled, so there will be no further charges or shipments.
Is there any other way I could get it? Even, I mean, honestly, that's like $50, so that's a lot. And I honestly do not remember at all. I'll put that in writing. I don't remember at all agreeing to such ridiculous prices. I really don't.
Well, ma'am, as I stated, the terms and conditions do have to be agreed to for this product to be ordered, and they are on the page right before you do anything with your card information, ma'am. So due to the fact that you had agreed to the terms and conditions, I can't go any higher than a 75% refund, ma'am. I'm just doing the best that I can out of a courtesy to try to help you out.
Okay, I appreciate that. But I can't get it canceled at all?
Well, ma'am, the account is canceled. The charges for the two products you had already received on March 13th, ma'am. And I'd be reducing them down by a 75% discount. So I would be refunding some money back to your account.
Right.
And I've canceled it, so there will be no further charges or shipments.
Okay. I guess, I mean, I don't really want to accept it, but because that's $45, that's, you know, groceries. So, is there, and there's no other way to lessen it anymore?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I guess I'll have to accept it then, but I really would appreciate if you could lower anything else.
Well, ma'am, the highest that I could go would be this 75% refund, and I'd be returning back to your account for the $91.89 charge, $68.91, is being refunded back to your account, and then you also will be receiving $69.67 for the $92.90 charge.
$69.67?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.